Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were talking about the false doctrine of many people that say that we all worship the same God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Verses 6 and 7 say, he who now letteth will be taken out of the way. While verses 1 and 2 spoke of our gathering together unto him. The removing that would calm their troubled minds and spirits is that the church, the saved, are removed before the day of Christ happens, or the day of the Lord happens. Now, from the earth standpoint, the removal is as a thief in the night, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2. From heaven's viewpoint, it's a catching up, that is, the rapture. Well, the church has been removed. The religion and churches left behind will quickly apostatize from the truth. That is why in the tribulation, they're put to death for the witness of Jesus and the Word of God. Now, there's much hate of that today. For example, when you tell people that there's only one way of salvation, we don't worship the same God, we don't call him by many names, but there's just really one God, and we're all worshiping the same. No, we don't worship the same God as Muslims and Hindus and others. As a matter of fact, some are involved in Mary worship. And if you're Mary in worship, then you're making a God out of her, and she's not God. And therefore, you don't worship her. And so I don't worship the same God as some people call themselves Christian worship. Mary rejoiced in Christ her Savior. She called him her Savior. She even did in Luke chapter 2. She offered a sin offering. Why do you offer sin offering? Well, Leviticus 12 said that she was supposed to because she's a sinner. Okay? And so she, in obedience to the Word of God, did that as for a cleansing. So we all don't worship the same God. And so when I tell people there's only one way to heaven, there's a lot in this world that get upset. There are even some new evangelical evangelists that will preach and say, well, you know, if a person's been a good this or a good that all their life, they just didn't get to know Jesus, they'll probably go to heaven because they really tried to be good. No, that doctrine is straight out of hell. And I'll tell you where it's not from. It's not from the Bible. And so again, people will be put to death for the witness of Jesus and also for the Word of God. Why is it in this age now that they had the same Greek text from about the 3rd or 4th century and really before that, but the ones that we are able to keep a record of, up through 1850 to 1870, and all of a sudden they've decided they've discovered a new Greek text that's been hidden throughout the ages. And they've gone through and they've changed so much and taken out so much. And they act like, you know, we've got it. Well, they've got it all right. They keep changing their text about every 2 to 3 years. They make little additions here and there and subtractions here and there. And so their text doesn't stay the same. And then in addition to that, they have over 200 English translations alone that have been made. Now, my friend, that tells me that the Word of God is hated. Do you remember when people used to say years ago, and a lot of you, this may be beyond your time, but I can remember growing up in the 50s and 60s, somebody would get a new car and they'd make this statement, it runs like a Cadillac. Well, the Cadillac was the top dog, so to speak, for those people that had arrived. Those people that had made it in this country, these people that were better off than the others, they drove a Cadillac. And so someone buy a car, they'd say, oh, it's the ultimate comfort car. It rides like a Cadillac. And I heard that said of Chevys and of Buicks and of Fords and of Plymouth and Chryslers and on down the line. I mean, about all of them at one time or another had that statement, it rides like a Cadillac. Well, you hear that enough, you start saying, well, the Cadillac must be then the measure, that by which you measure it. And so if that's the measure, then maybe instead of having something rides like one, I want the genuine article. Now, I don't have a Cadillac, by the way. If you're asking, I just drive an old Chrysler van, okay? But nonetheless, you have those people that are always trying to correct the Bible or correct the doctrine on Christ to say, well, there's many ways to heaven. They try to change our Word of God. Well, the day's going to come when you take this Word of God and you say, for an example, the Bible teaches that homosexuality is a sin, and you preach that they're going to call that a hate crime. And you know that's not a hate crime. We're trying to warn people because we love them. You know, we love the homosexual. We want them to get saved from that terrible, sinful lifestyle. And God can save them. He can change them. As a matter of fact, if you read 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, that's one of the sins that were listed. And he says, such were some of you. God had cleansed them from it. And he can still do that today. And we want that today. And so, again, we just see that people be put to death for that. And now they're starting to come together ecumenically and saying, forget the things that make us different. Let's all just feel good. We don't want to offend anyone. You know, I can remember when people used to say, I don't feel like I've been to church unless they've stepped on my toes. And now you have people saying, well, I just didn't feel good when I left church today. They didn't make me feel good about myself, so I'm not going back. Well, my friend, when you preach the truth, we try to preach the truth in love, but you know what? People will leave because they don't want to know the truth. They love darkness rather than light, as the Lord Jesus Christ said. Now, the word first here in our text, as we look at it here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 1 through 3, and the word first here in verse 3, has the idea of order. First in order is the rapture. That is why chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 of 1 Thessalonians is a comfort, because we are caught up. We're caught up before this tribulation comes. Without the rapture, there's no way that the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, can comfort the church at Thessalonica. The bottom line is the day of Christ, or the tribulation coming to the world, will not begin until the church, all true believers, all those that are saved, have been raptured. The dead in Christ rise first, then we which are alive are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15 earlier in this message. Now, the second thing which happens after the rapture is that the man of sin, the son of perdition, is revealed. Now, the books of 1 and 2 John refer to him as Antichrist. As a matter of fact, the only two books in the Bible that use the designation of Antichrist are 1 and 2 John. He is actually referred to by 30 different names in scriptures. We see two of them here, man of sin and son of perdition. The word of perdition refers to a state of ruin after death. It's the idea of exclusion from salvation. It also means destruction, but not annihilation. It's kind of like death. See, the word death does not mean to be annihilated. The word death actually means separation. At death, your soul and spirit separate from your body. It is your body that is buried, and it's that body that will be caught up one day and be made anew. It'll be made immortal, and it will be reunited with your spirit, which has been with Christ since the day the body died. And that spirit was fully conscious the whole time he's with Christ. But now he's reunited with that body. So that is the idea. And so when he says here, the son of perdition, that means destruction, it does not mean annihilation. The man of sin refers to anything goes. All is liberty. And isn't that true today? And religion starting to teach that? Oh, don't be a legalist. You can do that now. We've got liberty. And they act as if God gave us liberty to sin and to fulfill the lust of the flesh instead of to be free from those things, to be set at liberty from those things. And so they've just taken the scriptures and they've wrested it to their own destruction. Now, the Antichrist does not mean instead of, rather it means against Christ. He is against Christ Jesus, particularly as Antichrist. And he will bring all his followers to death and destruction. That is, a lake of fire where they never cease to exist, where they have no rest day or night, where there is no escape. Now, there have been guesses at who this man is. For some reason or another, American Christians kind of too often look at another American as, well, that's the guy. I remember when Henry Kissinger was the Secretary of State, and there were preachers pointing to him as the Antichrist. Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter. One of my favorite ones was when Mr. Reagan was the president. His name was Ronald Wilson Reagan. Six letters in each name, and so they said 666. And so could this be the Antichrist? So why they think it's an American, I don't know. There have been others that think it's the King of Spain. Some think it's the Pope. I've even had some say that it was Judas Iscariot from the past, and he's risen up. Well, those are people shooting in the dark. They don't know, my friend, because the Bible here lets us know that this son of perdition will not be revealed until we are caught out of the way. We're caught up. We're taken to be with the Lord. Now, the bottom line is, this is all going to happen. The rapture is the next thing on God's calendar. And my friend, it could be today. It could be this year. May not be for another 50 years. But we know this. That day is near. Now, friend, are you ready to meet God? Do you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home? Would you be caught up if the rapture took place? Would you be gathered up with the dead in Christ if you pass away before the rapture? You might say, my friend, are you going up? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.